In the days since the terrorist attacks in Paris, something unexpected has happened. A half-century-old book by an American writer has gone to the top of the bestseller lists in France. The book is Ernest Hemingway's A Movable Feast. Reporter Lauren Freyer reports.
Among the Parisians laying flowers outside the Bataclan concert hall where their countrymen were killed was Danielle Merien, age 77.
C'est très important d'apporter des fleurs à nos morts.
It's very important to bring flowers for the dead, she told French TV.
C'est très important de voir.
And it's very important to see, among the flowers, copies of Hemingway's book, A Movable Feast, she said. Because we are a very ancient civilization and we will hold high the banner of our values. In just days, that video clip has gone viral in France. Local media have dubbed Merien the nation's grandmother. And Paris shops struggle to stock enough of Ernest Hemingway's 1964 book, A Movable Feast.
There you go. So we have A Movable Feast, the restored edition, the hardback version. And then we also have the copy that I am holding here.
Adam Biles is a manager at Shakespeare & Company, an English language bookshop along the Seine River. For those who haven't read A Movable Feast,
it's a story of an apprentice writer in Paris in the 1920s with everything you can imagine that entails. So there's plenty of drinking, there's lots of fraternizing with other artists, lots of famous names make appearances. We have Scott and Zelda Fitzgerald.
Since the Paris attacks, he says the book has become
a symbol of optimism. It's a symbol of Paris as Paris should be. It's a symbol of cafe culture. It's a symbol of literary culture. It's a symbol of artists fraternizing on the terrace. It's everything that in many ways was attacked last Friday night.
Inside Hemingway's old hangout, a cafe called Les Deux Magots, a waiter points to a black and white photo of the American writer on the wall.
Donc l'emplacement d'Hemingway où il s'asseyait, vous pouvez le voir sur la photo.
The cafe still serves tiny glasses of absinthe liquor.
Avez-vous absinthe?
Absinthe, oui, bien sûr.
Albeit a weaker version of what Hemingway used to drink here with fellow writer F. Scott Fitzgerald. Out on the terrace, two friends, François du Passage and Charles Coutier, raise a glass to the Paris Hemingway wrote about.
Paris is still alive. We go to restaurants, we still go to bars.
We are friends, so we love party and sex and absinthe, so let's go out.
Du Passage had never heard of Hemingway's book. He says a love letter to Paris, especially now, sounds like something he needs to read. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Paris.